I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Here's a couple things coming up in the outdoors. It's the Clark, South Dakota Step Outside event. It's July 14th from 1 to 5 p.m. It's at the Clark Rural Water Gravel Pit. That's a quarter mile south of 179th Street and on the west side of 424th Avenue. Any kids between the ages of 8 and 17, and there'll be trap shooting, 22 rifle shooting, archery, muzzle loaders, and turkey hunting. Participants must pre-register, and you can contact the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks office in Watertown. You can do that by calling 882-5200. If you do have questions, you can contact the Clark County Conservation Officer, Kyle Lansner, at 881-3777. Kyle, 881-3777, or the GFP office in Watertown, 882-5200. And then coming up, it's the Gary Kramer Memorial Ducks Unlimited Golf Tournament. That's a three-person scramble, $50 a person, and a cash payout start at $600 based on 27 teams. It'll be held Saturday, July 16th, with the 10 a.m. shotgun start at the Clear Lake Golf Club, and that's in Clear Lake, South Dakota. And you do not need to be a Ducks Unlimited member to play in this tournament. For entry and cart reservations, you can call 874-2641, 874-2641, so you can do it for the Ducks at the Clear Lake Golf Club Saturday, July 16th. For some more outdoor information, I'm Don Fierstead. Well, now we head out to the Whitlock Bay Supper Club. Pro guide Chuck Krause. And Chuck, not really the dog days yet. They're either around the corner or barely here, but are the walleyes moving out deeper?
Yes, they are. We were out last week and we found fish. We were concentrating on about 30 foot, and we caught fish out as deep as 40 to 44 foot. So, yeah, they are going out deep. But, you know, I still talk to people in the evening that's catching their fish in that 12 to 20 foot range. So there's fish scattered all over, but I think the bulk of them are starting to slide out a little bit deeper. And really, really mixed reports. One day guys go out and they do really good, catch a lot of fish. Next day they go back, same place, and they catch fish, but they've all gotten small, and it's just a tougher bait. So it's on again, off again.
Are you still live bait, or have you tried any plugs with lead core yet?
No, I haven't done any cranking at all. We've been doing mostly leeches and worms. When we filmed with Gary Howie, we did take some minnows out and caught some fish that way, too, but seems like worms and leeches is still the bait of choice, and you just got to find the school of fish. Once you find them, the rest of it comes pretty easy.
The Whitlock tournament, it's not as big as it used to be, but it's this weekend, is there boundaries anymore for that tournament?
You know, I don't believe there is. I haven't really studied the sign-up sheet, but I know the last couple years, I think last year in particular, I think the thing was one clear down in the Cheyenne River. But there's a good bite going on up north, up in Dodge Draw, all the way up to the Akaska area, Mall River. So it's going to be interesting to see. You know, there's a good bite going that way, too. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Chuck Krause out of the Whitlock Bay Supper Club, thank you. Well, now we travel up to Webster, South Dakota, and right there at the main intersection at the Sportsman's Cove, talking to Doug, and I guess fishing maybe north and east of Webster lately. What lakes are standing out?
Well, I'll tell you, same old story. You know, we keep beating that same drum about bitter. You know, it remains a strong bite over there, fishing the weed lines, fishing the humps. A lot of success. Today is a little calm, but I think generally when the winds are tolerable, 5 to 15 mile an hour, they do very well over there. And didn't hear a lot about opots lately. I think, you know, we had, a lot of weed growth along the axis here a few days ago, and a little bit of complaining about that. But the wind could change, and that could switch around in a short time. So,
Lynn Lake, Lardy, Hazleton, any of those cattail, any other lesser-known lakes up there, are they trying?
guys aren't saying too much. If they are, we're not hearing it. A friend was just in talking about Midland, and said there's only a couple boats up there when he was there, and he did not do well. But I think it certainly has all the potential in the world to be good. So, but he personally did not. So,
how about
Kettle Cattail? You know, a lot of people asking about it earlier this year. Just didn't hear much in the last 2 weeks about it. I imagine that's gotten very weedy, also. So.
How about antelope, reets, and horseshoe?
The access on antelope getting a little difficult. They say it's the dock's got quite a tilt to it. They're not the dock, the ramp. You know, they say it's not working that well for unloading there. Not talking to many people fishing it. Horseshoe, I had some guys over the weekend that did poor. That's about all I heard on that one. So.
Reets, they fishing quite a bit?
Just had a gentleman in a little bit ago, said he did, you know, very good there on catch and release. Certainly enjoying the fishery as a catch and release destination, so, yeah.
And last couple lakes over there, Pickerel, Enemy, or Blue Dog, or Rush?
Well, you know, Enemy Swim, it's bluegill season. We're definitely getting some bluegill activity going on over there. Same with Buffalo or Clear. But I'd say Enemy is probably ranking it as a good choice. Because, you know, it's July, it's a good time to go try for them bluegill.
Yeah, and you talk to anybody that's been on Pickerel or Rush Lake?
Well, you know, Pickerel, this time you get some old jet skiers and stuff, and it seems like Pickerel's weedier than I've ever seen it. I do some fishing up there now and then. It's been very weedy up there, so probably not as many people fishing it this year. So
more like where the lake narrows into that southern bay, the weeds, are they mainly in that area?
Well, you know, seen them scattered lots of places from moss, and I'll tell you, you know, normally that lake stays pretty clean. It seems like it's been starting out the last two springs very clear, and I don't know if that allows more sunlight penetration, more weed or moss growth or what, but it seems like it's got pretty much a mess here this last couple of weeks up there. So
yeah,
and hard, they just drag and they hook up a lot, you know. So
and a lot of sun and not a lot of rain either.
Yeah, no fresh water coming in, and, you know, it's quit running over there now. It's probably at least 6 inches below the spillway there now. So.
Well, good. Yeah. Well, Doug from the Sportsman's Cove in Webster, thank you. Well, now we travel down to the Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks offices, and biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, first of all, fishing in the area, maybe from Ponset all the way south, what's been going on?
I think Ponset's still been good. You know, you have to sort through a lot of fish to get a few keepers, but they've still been catching walleyes out on Ponset. Right around the Brookings area, Jeff Grendler sent us a note and said that things had really kind of slowed up. Sinai, the Oakwoods, you know, they've just kind of slowed up into the summer here, but Lake Thompson got a couple reports out of Lake Thompson that this weekend fishing was really good out there. There were limits of fish caught, and it sounds like some of the better fishing might have been on the south end of the lake, the 1 mile road, 2 mile road down in that area. People pulling both live bait and plugs, so a lot of activity out there and some pretty good fishing. Still getting a few reports off of West Highway 81 Lake. It's kind of hit and miss, but they're still pulling a few big fish, a few smaller fish, and some smallmouth bass. So that continues to be pretty good. The league report out of Lake Madison last week, not a lot of fish over 15 inches caught. That was kind of tough, but the guys who fished it said you could catch quite a few 13, maybe up to 14.5-inch walleye. And even pulling plugs, there were some bonus perch being caught. I think one boat had 5, another boat had 11 or 12 of these nice big perch. So that looks to be pretty good. Closer to Sioux Falls, Twin Lakes over by Montrose, that's that trophy walleye lake. We've been getting a few reports out of there that people have been catching and releasing some decent walleyes there and having fun doing it. So that's been good. Channel catfish, sounds like Lake Campbell's starting to put out some channel catfish, and that the Big Sioux River has been pretty good too. So some pretty decent fishing to be had around the region.
the Big Sioux River around Brookings, do you still have a flow? Is it very low?
You know, we still do have a flow down there. I mean, it looks kind of about normal for this this time of the summer, but you know, we've still got a flow, and we've gotten a few periodic rains that seem to keep things going. So I think there's still a flow. I think, you know, if you fish some of those areas like Flandreau or Baltic or further south, you'll probably have some okay luck.
Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Sioux Falls and Brookings Game Fish and Parks offices, thank you. Well, now we head up to the Webster Game Fish and Parks offices. Biologist Brian Blackwell. And Brian, any more test netting on area lakes in northeast South Dakota?
Yeah, last week the crews were on, it was Alice. We're in Dual County as well as Bullhead in Dual County. Both lakes look really good for walleye. Bullhead was over 20 per net, so lots of walleyes in there and really good size structure, a lot of nice fish. Alice didn't have quite as many as far as numbers per net, but really high numbers, over 10 per net, and actually some bigger fish than Alice as well.
Well, I know this time of the year, even, you know, rain or shine, it seems like in Day County, Bitters number one, and then maybe Wabay number two, and then the rest of the lakes get the other pressure. But as far as Bitter, they probably, get 70, 80% of the boaters that come up to Day County now?
Yeah, I would say so. It's just, yeah, a lot of people are going there, catching, you know, good numbers of walleyes, continue to catch, you know, high numbers of fish. Most of those fish are right around 14 inches, and that's the way it's been, and that's how it's probably going to be for quite a while until we get those fish, you know, thinned out a little bit. So, yeah, Bitter's busy. Wabay, at times, is going to be pretty busy. Nowhere near what we're seeing on Bitter, but seeing the bite's been decent on Wabay at times. We'll see a decent number of walleyes being caught, as well as some other fish species mixed in, some sea perch, as well as a few white bass in there. So, yeah, those two are the main ones. And I would say Opitz is right up there as well. High catch rates again on Opitz. Still have a minimum, 15-inch minimum on Opitz, but you'll see, have a lot of fish that won't make the 15-inch minimum up there.
Well, I know Lake Kempiska is almost 29 inches below full now, and it's been a long time. I can't remember the last time it was that low, but is there any launching problems or some lakes experiencing tough to get in and out up in Day County, to your knowledge?
You know, there's a few. It's getting to that point where, yeah, we're going to start seeing some issues. Hazleton's one that right off the hand I can think of. It's pretty much only smaller boats are going to be able to get in there. Even when the water was high, that one was a tough one for most boats. So Hazleton's definitely one that people would have issues with. I've heard, you know, Swan at times is tough to get in there. It's just going to be, you know, things continue the way they are. It's definitely, we're going to see some issues with some of our boat ramps, there's no doubt.
When will fingerlings be gathered out of some rearing ponds and, you know, inserted into area lakes?
The hatcheries drained all their ponds at the on-site. Those were all went, I'd say, in the first part of June. Most of those ponds were drained and the fish were stocked. Our natural rearing ponds where we stock them into the sloughs, we'll start harvesting those fish late September, first part of October. So it'll be a little while. A little bit worried about those. The ones we put fish in were, you know, not the deepest, and we keep losing water. We're running potential to have some fish killing those simply because they're so shallow and they're going to warm up. So hopefully not, but we'll find out. And I guess I'm going to go in there and, you know, first part of October and see what's there.
Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Well, now we head up to Schmidt's Landing on the South Dakota side of Big Stone Lake, talking to Jim, and I guess fishing, occasional perch or a walleye bite. What's been happening?
Well, actually, the fishing would have to be described as just sort of steady as she goes. It's fair. If you go out and do some fishing, people are concentrating towards the middle of the lake. They're using spinners and crawlers, bottom bouncers. They're pulling some plugs. And kecks are in just a variety of stuff. You can get a couple walleyes, they're getting some perch. And then if you want to, you can anchor up and fish in some of the traditional perch spots, and, you know, they're getting a few that way too. So things are just kind of steady as she goes.
It's kind of amazing the perch on plugs are finding them and then fish them traditional, but it seems like it's been the last 4 or 5 years in a row that that's happened, so it must be a pattern.
Must be.
How about as far as any big bass caught this year yet?
Well, yeah, the largemouth is kind of a untold secret. 24, 25-inch largemouth are not unheard of.
Is the southern part of the lake where weeds would affect your fishing the most?
Well, the southern part of the lake would be, you know, you'd want to go down there mainly for the largemouth. Other than that, it's getting kind of hard to fish down there. Most of the people are concentrating their efforts from the Twin Saddles area north.
Okay. Well, Jim, up at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you. Well, now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game Fish and Parks. Bryce McVicker, conservation officer and boating coordinator. And I guess, first of all, over the weekend up to yesterday in Coddington County around Watertown, any lakes giving up fish?
Not a whole lot of fishing activity around Watertown or in Coddington County. I think we have seen some fishermen on Compesca, but with the busy holiday weekend, we didn't see much for fishermen at all out there. We did have some wind this weekend as well, which I think kind of kept some fishermen at bay in Coddington. A couple boats up at Dry Lake by Florence, but they really struggled this weekend with the heat. A couple boats at Dry Lake as well, or at Goose Lake, but that water's really going down there, making it awful tough for access. But our ramp is about 3/4 of the way done, so things are looking pretty good for that. Still don't have a date yet as to when we're going to open it up, but it is getting very close to completion out there.
Do you feel with low water conditions that may be an advantage when they place that ramp in?
I hope so, yeah. We haven't seen a whole lot of boat fishermen on Goose Lake this whole year, and I think that that's completely due to access. There's plenty of fish out there. We saw how good they bit all spring. So I think once we get an access in there, and make it a little easier to get boats in and out, I think we'll really see some good fishing on Goose Lake.
Have you had a chance to do any enforcement up in Bitter Lake or Wabay Lake in Day County?
We really had a lot of officers this week on Bitter Lake. Bitter was very busy, very, very good fish bite up there. All those walleye are cookie cutter, 13.5 to 15.5 inches long, but that's why we took that 15-inch minimum off there. We wanted to get some of those fish out, and this was a really big weekend for us where a lot of them did come out.
Tickets written, were people pretty lawful?
They were. We did unfortunately have some overbags up there, but when you have that many people on a body of water, it seems like we're going to run into some overbags. So that's why we had such a big presence up there this weekend, and if it continues to be busy, there is going to continue to be an officer presence in the area.
As far as Clark County lakes, the dry lakes, either one, any word out of those?
The South Dry Lake has by far been the best lake in Coddington or in Clark County this week. A lot of boats down there over the 4th of July. Kyle and an officer from Day County, Blake Swanson, they worked down there and said that every boat had some fish, and they're a little bit nicer than what we're seeing on Ponset and Bitter. Over the 15-inch mark for sure, most of them in the 17 to 18-inch mark. So look for Dry Lake to have another couple busy weeks.
How about as far as Lake Ponset? Did you make it down there at all, Bryce?
Yeah, even with the recreational traffic over the holiday weekend on Ponset, there was still plenty of fishermen out there. All of them were still catching fish, and you can really see those walleye get closer and closer to the 15-inch mark on the rulers. We're starting to measure more fish that are, their tails are finally touching the 15-inch mark. So I would think every week here we're going to see more and more fish hitting that 15-inch mark as we move forward.
Good note in the outdoors. I have talked to a few farmers that have seen some little turkeys, but also quite a few young pheasants, some broods as from 6 to 10. And some of them 4 or 5 inches high, and said they probably seen more broods now end of June, early July than they did in the last couple of years put together.
Good. Yeah, we're starting to definitely get some comments in here at the office. A lot of our field staff, biologists, that kind of thing that have been out in the field, they seem to have good comments about what's going on. We're probably still a month away from doing our brood routes here at the state, but we're looking forward to it and hoping that we see positive results.
Bryce McVicker out of the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.